16 minutes past 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. Joining us now on the line, we have Bilal Basuni, the son of Sheikh Abdus Salam Basuni. Bilal, jazakumullah once again for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for having me.
1 year exactly today from the time your father was unjustly arrested. What are your feelings like this morning?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I still can't comprehend it. It's been 365 days. Never in my wildest dreams would I thought that it would have taken so long to get my father out of prison. And marking one year of my father's illegal detention is extremely overwhelming. I still can't comprehend it, to be honest.
Take us back to that day, 365 days ago. In summary, what happened?
In summary, my father, his children and grandchildren embarked on a trip to Egypt to attend my sister's engagement in Egypt. And on our arrival at the airport, my father and I were taken away from the rest of the family at passport control. Thereafter, we were interrogated for about 3 times. I was released the next day. And my father was moved to Thora prison without our knowledge. We didn't have any news from him for about 5 days. And thereafter we found out that he was in Thora prison and that he was being renewed 15 days. They kept on renewing 15 days for him for about 3 months. And after the span of the renewal moved to 45 days, and he has been renewed 45 days until last week, Thursday, they gave him the last 45 days. And up to this date, there has not been any charges, or we don't know the extent of his detention or the reasons behind his detention right up to this date.
Now, how have the diplomatic efforts unfolded? To what extent have you petitioned the South African government and other diplomatic channels to try and secure the release of your father?
The South African government has been on board on this matter from day one. We've notified them since we were in Egypt through the South African embassy in Cairo, and also through our negotiations and talks with them here in South Africa. And according to the negotiations still continue, and that they're trying their best to help my father in the situation. But nothing has been fruitful out of these efforts so far.
What about his condition? We know for quite some time we were talking about him needing an operation. He slipped, he fell. Is your mother still allowed to visit him on a regular basis?
My father's health condition is the main factor for us as a family. He's lost about 50 kilograms since he's been into prison, and knowing that he's diabetic, these have serious repercussions behind it. And also, we do know for a fact through a scan that has been done on my father that he has 2 fractured vertebrae in his back, and it hasn't been treated right up to this day. And my father continues to sleep on the floor for the past year. His back is getting worse day by day. And no medical treatment has been given to my father right up to this day.
How are his spirits when your mother meets with him and visits him? How does she assist in keeping him motivated?
Well, alhamdulillah, my father is a strong man, and his belief and his tawakkul on Allah is extremely high, and we thank Allah for this. I think the family is going through a harder time at the moment. The family is just being suffocated, if I can be honest, just thinking about my father being kidnapped from us, and there's nothing we can do about it.
And what measures have you resorted to, to assist yourself in coping? What have been your coping mechanisms as a family?
First of all, we sat down from the beginning and we said that we should put our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and have yaqeen in Allah. That's the first thing, family. Secondly is we decided that we will pursue the release of my father right up to the last day of our lives. We will not lose hope. We will pursue it with all vigor, and we will be, the family must be united and be strong as much as it can. You know, we have the low days, we have the high-spirited days, but together, inshallah, we can go through everything, and we can pass this very difficult thing.
What would you say, Bilal, are some of the lessons that you've learned in the last year?
The lessons I've learned this last year, you know, is I couldn't imagine that I could learn so many things. First of all, is that so many people, alhamdulillah, have been so supportive of the family, and people I wouldn't imagine that would stand next to the family have been next to us. And I've learned also to put our reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also from the lessons that I've learned is that to have patience as much as you can, and not to lose hope. These are some of the main lessons that I've learned.
Is there any news that you have received of late that gives you any sort of hope that perhaps his release could be imminent? Is there any particular strategy that is being employed at present?
The thing is, on the other side of the negotiations are people that are extremely obstinate, and they do not give logic and any chance to work. So how do you deal with something like that? That's the main issue. You put in place strategies, you place in pressures. The campaign is strong, alhamdulillah, it has its effect, but on the other side, someone doesn't care. So not that we're saying that we give up. We're saying that we just have to adjust our strategy to fit, to be in line with the next person.
What about the institutes that your father used to run, especially at Tawheed? How have those institutes been coping in his absence?
Alhamdulillah, through the efforts of the faithful and the sincere that I had at Al Tawheed Islamic Center, on the head is Qari Bashir Patel. The Tawheed is being run, alhamdulillah, very, very well. The people there know that because of what my father is in, the efforts must be higher, and people must work harder. At least when the Sheikh Bashmi comes back, the things are at the same position, and or even better. And alhamdulillah, because of these efforts, Al Tawheed is run very smoothly, and everything is going very well. Alhamdulillah.
What about the condition in Egypt in a broader sense? What are your family members telling you that in the last 2 or 3 years, what has life been like in Egypt?
Well, because we only go to Egypt for a very short span of time, about 2 to 3 weeks a year, our involvement in the political any the sensation in Egypt is very limited. So the family in Egypt, they do relate to us the effects of what's happening in Egypt, but we personally we don't get the scope of it in the very short span of time that we spend in Egypt.
Okay, Bilal, jazakumullah for your time this morning. We continue to make dua and request our listeners to make dua as well. 1 year has passed already, but inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ensure the release of your father sooner rather than later.
Jazakumullah khair, Mawlana, and I really thank the listeners for their duas and for the support, and I ask them to continue with that. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Bilal Basuni, the son of Sheikh Abdul Salam Basuni. It's exactly 1 year today since Sheikh Basuni, Abdul Salam Basuni, was illegally detained and arrested by Egyptian authorities when he traveled there to arrange for the marriage of his daughter. Time now for a quick nasheed break.